Father Gerion was born on June 8, 1971, the second of three sons to Joseph and Mary Neravitil in Edapally, Kochi, India. Now from a very young age, he loved the Holy Mass and Mother Mary dearly. Even at the age of 2 or 3, whenever he'd notice a cross anywhere, he would stop and kneel before it. Even at that young age, his closeness to God and love for prayer was evident. Now before he turned 5, he started attending Mass daily with his mother. As he grew older, he became an altar server in the parish. He was close to Father Erali, who was the parish priest at the time, and it was this priest who helped him and disciplined him in his faith, instilling in him a love for the Church and Our Blessed Mother. Cheria Chan, as he was commonly known, was always good in studies and had always done well in all subjects in his school finals. Cheria Chan excelled so well at mathematics that a priest who taught at a college nearby told Cheria Chan's father that he would easily qualify for a seat in that college. His father wanted him to study engineering, but Cheria Chan knew deep down in his heart that he wanted to become a priest. He later revealed to his parents his decision on joining the seminary. Both his parents were shocked, as Cheria Chan had never spoke of becoming a priest. His father was a bit disappointed with his decision, that he tried talking his son out of it, but Cheria Chan remained very firm on his decision, and his father finally let him have his way. Now when his time came to leave for the seminary, his father told him, "I am okay with your decision, but do come back as a priest. I don't want you leaving the seminary halfway through." And Cheria Chan remained true to his father's words and came back as a priest. He was ordained a priest on January 1st, 1997. Now his father spoke of how before Cheria Chan's ordination, he told his family that no one should expect financial gain through him becoming a priest, as his only aim was to be a servant of God, and this was something evident throughout his life, as he had always lived a life for others, and of poverty, never wanting anything for himself, and never owning much in life. Just by glancing at the things he left behind, one finds little paper sculptures, incomplete paper crafts, tiny sparkling marbles, a glue gun, a couple of icons, a few clothes, but not much besides. In a sense, these remaining possessions in his room remind us that one doesn't need much to live a content life here on earth. Robin Joseph, Father Cherian's brother, spoke of how his brother was a good human being who lived for others. Anyone and everyone could share all the difficulties with him, and he would always find a solution, not financially, but through his advice. He was also a good friend to me, someone I could call anytime and with whom I could talk about anything. I have not known him to have any savings. He did not even have a bank account. If he received anything, he would immediately use it to help others. I myself have experienced this on many occasions. When I struggled with my daughter's school admission and fees, he would secretly go to a school and pay it himself. Now, Father Cheran lived a simple and humble life that would compel anyone to get close to him. He had a few words, but if you got a chance to speak to him, he was such a fun person who loved music. He was a good speaker and was also well known for his meaningful, soul-stirring, very short homilies. Father Cheran made every celebration joyful. He had a particular charism to transform every celebration into a heart-touching one. He always carried gifts or sweets when he visited people. He helped everyone experience the new taste of the town, be it a new juice, a new dish, a new hotel, or even a new juice shop. He made young priests come together to sing and dance, which became a good time of worship and celebration, as well as a means of evangelization. Now let's talk about his love for the sacraments. He experienced the presence of the Eucharistic Lord very much in nature. Whenever he had an opportunity to have an outdoor Eucharistic celebration, he took great care to make it a natural setting, whether it be on the banks of a river, in a boat, in a garden, or in a playground. On such occasions, he would delineate the presence of the Lord in nature, connecting it with the mystery of the Incarnation. Also, Father Cherian's ability to be in the confessional for hours together and his availability for administering the sacrament at any hour of the day or night revealed his love for the sacrament, as well as his attitude to the penitents. For him, the sacrament of penance was a ministry of healing. People who approached him to make the confession have vouched for his fact. His ability to listen to people empathetically and his availability at any time for administering the sacrament was a great solace to many young people and couples who knew him. People have testified to the experience of a merciful father in him during their confessions. Many young people felt encouraged to approach the sacrament of reconciliation frequently because of the availability and the attitude Father Cheran had towards the penitents. You see, Father Cheran believed in an inclusive spirituality where there is sufficient space for everyone. As the sacrament of penance will never turn away a penitent, whatever be the situation, he would not turn away anyone in need or trouble. Now, Father Cheran was a man of integrity. He had deep convictions and had always stood by and lived by his convictions. In every actions, he had a balance of justice and mercy. Even when he was insulted and humiliated because of his stance, He never responded, never got angry, never looked back or tried to compromise, but accepted it with a smile. He was truly a man of beatitudes. Though he stood to lose everything and perhaps even lose face, Father Cherian stuck to the truth no matter what the world thought. And yet, uncompromising as he was never arrogant, patronizing or cynical. He was always reverent, respectful, and humble in all circumstances. Now, Father Cherian became a real father after donating his kidney to a poor young teenage girl in 2013 who suffered from a major kidney ailment. He made sure that she was healthy and joyful thereafter. He shared the reason for donating one of his kidneys. Just like the Eucharistic Lord who gives himself wholly and completely, Father Cherian never kept anything for himself but shared everything with those in need. He believed that everything is God's gift and should be given to the needy, and he lived true to that belief. He never told anyone that he had donated one of his kidneys. Many came to know of it from someone else. His circle of friends included everyone, young and old, married and unmarried, rich and poor, people of other religions, people of different cultures and different continents. Love beyond borders was his lifestyle. He was a loving father to men in India, Africa, Europe, America, and Australia. Ugandans will always remember him as a mentor, friend, elder, and confessor, but we do not regret his death. We only regret not being able to rub shoulders with him or hear his short sermons ever again, said Miss Murakatete, a native of Uganda. As a living saint that we have known, he will continue to intercede for the Ugandan mission. While in Rome in 2019 for the consultation meeting, he realized that the spark within me had died. He did not ask what the problem was, instead he found ways of shaking me out of my ennui by making me the group leader in the activities and action songs. One evening, we took a walk around Rome, and at that time I was feeling low, as I could not afford even the least of things like ice cream. Father Cherian held my hand and encouraged me to climb a rock in order to pose for a photo with him. Amidst mixed feelings of joy and shyness, I held his hand and that set off a hysterical laughter, and soon, the somber mood disappeared. The experience has had an indelible impact on me, making me the group leader. He was very creative and believed in taking Jesus closer to the community. He would not confine Jesus to the tabernacles alone. He created an altar of books and Bibles to celebrate Mass for us while he sat on the ground with us. That experience moved many of us who were attending the Mass. Now, Father Cherian had been hit by a motorcycle where he fell onto the road, hitting his head on the pavement during his evening stroll on May 13, 2021. Someone carried the bleeding priest to a hospital, and on the way, he kept mumbling, "Jesus, Jesus." He suffered severe head injury and was admitted to the ICU. According to the hospital authorities, it was a severe heart attack he suffered, which resulted in his death. Now, the days later were tough for all those who had known the saintly priest, many filled with pain and grief. Some even couldn't find the words to speak. Gradually, however, the assurance of eternal life and the conviction that Father Cherian is now in heaven interceding for all is what keeps many going. Just like our Lord Jesus, Father Cherian showed many the path they must follow in order to get to heaven. And so now it is up to us to follow the examples of the saintly priest by bringing love and mercy to all those we meet. Father Cherian Nerevitil, pray for us. Thank you.